The terrorist group ISIL, also known as Daesh, is currently occupying large swathes of Iraq. It's operating to a great extent in urban locations where most civilians live. Francesco Motta is the director of the Human Rights Office in UNAMI, the UN mission in Iraq.
ISIL continues to commit systematic human rights violations in areas under its control. It regularly targets civilians in terms of carrying out its military operations.
The report released on Tuesday details what it calls the severe and extensive impact on civilians. In addition to the dead, more than 36,000 people have been injured and another 3.2 million have been internally displaced. That figure includes more than 1 million children of school age. Francesco Motta says that in the town of Mosul, ISIL has also recruited up to 900 children as young as nine.
To train them, sometimes to use them as suicide operatives in their operations, but also forcing them to give blood and also to take armed combat roles in other parts where conflict is taking place.
The report details numerous examples of killings by ISIL in gruesome public spectacles, including by shooting, beheading, bulldozing, burning alive, and by throwing people off the top of buildings. There are also reports of the murder of child soldiers who fled fighting on the front lines in Anbar province. Ravina Shamdasani from the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva says the high death toll is only part of the picture.
Even this obscene casualty figure fails to accurately reflect exactly how terrible the suffering of civilians in Iraq is. The figure captures those who were killed or maimed by overt violence, but countless others have died from the lack of access to basic food, water, or medical care. The High Commissioner stresses that this report lays bare the enduring suffering of civilians in Iraq, and it starkly illustrates what Iraqi refugees are attempting to escape when they flee to Europe and other regions. This is the horror that they face in their homelands.
Those who can't escape and who survive can face enslavement. The report estimates that 3,500 people, mainly women and children from the Yazidi community, are being held as slaves in the areas controlled by ISIL. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.